This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Earlier, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament, which was held at the Parliament House complex today. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issues of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 this Saturday. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asked people to bet on India when it comes to the space sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years, as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. Campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of major political parties are conducting public meetings, roadshows and rallies to seek votes in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed public meetings in Rohini and Wazirpur areas. Addressing a gathering in Rohini, Mr. Shah promised that 2,500 rupees would be given to the women if the city if voted to power. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attacked Mr. Kejriwal on issues including pollution in the Yamuna River, the alleged liquor scam and others. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused Congress party of working with BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. The government today announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence AI model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that compared to global models costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. In Madhya Pradesh, 4 persons lost their lives while 16 others were injured after a ceiling slab of an under-construction portion of a cement factory's plant collapsed in Panna district today. Panna SP Sai Krishna S. Thota informed that injured persons have been admitted to the government hospital for treatment. Congress MP from Sitapur Lok Sabha constituency in Uttar Pradesh, Rakesh Rathore, was arrested in a rape case filed against him. Mr. Rathore is accused of raping a woman and the High Court had rejected his bail plea. Sitapur Superintendent of Police Chakresh Mishra informed that the police arrested Mr. Rathore from his residence today. 8 more hostages, including 3 Israeli and 5 Thai nationals, were released from captivity in Gaza in the third round of hostage prisoner swap under a ceasefire agreement between Palestinian groups and Israel aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. The hostages were surrounded by large crowds as they were walked to Red Cross vehicles. Meanwhile, Israeli authorities have begun the release of 110 Palestinian prisoners after initial delay over what they said were unacceptable chaotic scenes at the hostage handover in southern Gaza. In badminton, former world number 1 Kidambi Srikant and Shankar Subramaniam advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Thailand Masters tournament in Bangkok today after winning their respective matches in contrasting fashion. Srikant secured a commanding victory over 20-year-old Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.